On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Here comes another...
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam freaking show. Now I see what you're saying. Before I didn't understand you. Now I understand what you're saying. Now I get it. Welcome to the program. My name is Ron Van Dam. That's the name of the show. It's got my name in it to identify it. You wouldn't know what it is if I didn't tell you in an identification manner. How you doing? Good to be with you. My gosh. I don't talk enough about you. And let's just leave it like that. Today on the program, a frequent guest has turned out to be a frequent guest, Dennis Hoff. Best friends with Ron Jeremy, who some people say I look like him if I don't comb my hair, which is, I don't know if that's a compliment or not. I don't think it is. The jury is out. That means that I've hired 12 people to decide everything for me. And right now they're out in deliberation to figure out if that's an insult or not. I'm kind of thinking it is, but hey, I'm not an attorney. Let the jury is out. They're on lunch break. They'll be back later, and we'll figure out if that's true or not. Anyway, Dennis Hoff owns, I believe, 7 locations in Nevada, 7 brothels for 7 brothers. They are houses of prostitution on a high-class note. Bunny Ranch 2, and all different kinds of names for them in certain towns in Nevada where prostitution is actually legal, the only place in the country that it really is. This is where Dennis has set up shop, and they are high-class ladies who will... it's like a strip club, only they go all the way, and there are hotel rooms, and it's kind of even nicer, as I understand it. Dennis... put this together back in the 60s, and it's just been going strong ever since. It's totally confidential, but it's fascinating. He's inviting all of us to go out there at our expense, certainly. Well, maybe not me. Maybe he'll pay for me. I don't know. But in any event, he's a fascinating man. He believes that this is okay. He says one of the oldest institutions and professions in the world is prostitution. He tests his girls physically every week for diseases and stuff to make sure they're totally clean for your edification and enjoyment pleasure. And theirs as well. It's pretty costly, I guess. I don't know how much money you have, what it's worth for you. If you've never had a chicky bow wow in your life, it's certainly worth the money, I would assume. Anyway, Dennis joins us for a third time. There are some things new going on with him that will blow your freaking mind. And that's going to happen a little bit later in the show today. Dennis joins us again, as we tend to every once in a while, talk about sex, baby.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex, but now to the people at home or in the crowd.
Let's do it. Let's talk about sex. What do you want to? You talk about it and I'll just listen. Go on, you talk about sex. I'm just going to sit here and listen while you talk about sex. Hey guys, feeling a little frisky tonight? It's been a long time, hasn't it? Why not give me a call? I'm waiting for you. Call me tonight. It's 1-800. I can't have sex any other way except over the phone. Then press 2, and I'll speak to you for as long as you want at $100 a minute. For that special woman to say things over the phone to you because they wouldn't touch you otherwise. I'll do whatever you want over the phone. I'll put you on hold for 10 minutes and charge you accordingly. I'll do whatever you want. Would you like me to tie you up? Well, I won't do that. But over the phone, I'll tell you that I'm doing it, but I won't be. Phone sex is really the way to go. There's nothing like, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, what, you're breaking up. So call me guys, 1-800, I can't have sex otherwise except for over the phone. Press 2 to speak to me, Misty Voice Lady, and I'll give you an evening of talk you won't forget. Or you can call our sister phone number, 1-800-JEWISH-MAMA, and a lady will talk to you in a disparaging, embarrassing way for as long as you would like. She'll make you feel like a piece of shit and make you do things out of guilt. Call today. Press 2 for Mama. Hey guys, there's thousands of ways for you to blow your dollars, and this is one way. Totally impersonal. Totally ridiculous. It's phone sex. And it's happening right now. I'll stick my tongue out and fondle the phone and you won't feel a thing. I'm waiting for your call.
They call him the big dog of the podcast world. And by they, I mean him. He calls himself the big dog of the podcast world. But thankfully, at least he stopped referring to himself in the third person because that shit was getting annoying. Carry on, big dog. It's all about you, big dog.
What are you doing? What do you think you're doing? What do you think you're doing? Put it back. Put it back. Put it down. It's not yours. Put it down. Yeah, you. You. Yeah, you over there with the guilty look on your face. Put it down. Put it down. Put it back. No one wants to see that. No one wants to put it back now. Hey, that's not yours. You think that's yours? You think you can just take anything you want at any time? It's not yours. Put it back. You got a lot of nerve. I gotta tell you, you got a lot of nerve. You've got no right to talk to me like that. Oh, really? Say it again. Say it again in French. Go on, try. Don't start with me. You start with me, you're going to finish with me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Put it down. Put it back where you got it. Put it back where it belongs. You picked it up. You put it back. No, not there. Where you got it from. That's right. Got a lot of nerve. You've got more nerve than I do. You've got a lot of nerve. You've got too much nerve. I don't ever want to hear it. Don't ever talk back to me like that again. You'll have to go now. Go away. I can't believe you. I can't believe you sometimes. Don't you have better things to do? I guess you don't. You've got to be crazy if you think that's going to happen, because it's not. So just put it down now. Put it away. Go on, put it away. No one wants to see that. It's not pretty. Put it away. Everybody, come on, what are you wearing?
What are you wearing? What are you wearing today?
Well, you know, here's my problem. People like sweat a lot. Have you noticed that? People perspire. Everybody looks wonderful until they start sweating. Have you noticed that? Unless it's in the heat of passion. Even then, you're all like sticky, you're all wet, and you're, ugh. I don't like wet people. I like smooth, dry people. I don't like it when they're all wet, you know what I'm saying? From sweat, though, that's like salty. Wonder why sweat is so salty. I guess you're sweating out the salt is what's happening. It's like someone took a salt shaker and just started basting you. So sometimes I see people like walking down the street or after they jog or something and there's sweat pouring from their forehead. I find that unappetizing. I could never sit there and have an ice cream cone or frog's legs or steamers while somebody else is sweating. I find that to be unattractive, the beads of sweat, unless it's rolling down your cleavage. But even then, mop it up, baby, because it's not pretty. It's not pretty. Sweat is not something that you're supposed to be praying to. Hey, come on over here. Look, I'm sweating. Come on, quick. You don't want to miss this. People don't do that. It's an embarrassing thing. So we put deodorant on under our arms. What are you wearing? What are you wearing under your arms? I don't like deodorant that has an odor to it. I don't understand how deodorant companies actually come up with these various fragrances that come from your armpits. I got to tell you something. The real masterful approach to not sweating is not not smelling like anything. There's nothing like a rose fragrance mixed with your sweat. It's disgusting. Deodorant should be totally scentless. No scent. No scent at all. When I go to the grocery store or the pharmacia, I will always go for the no scent thing. I don't want people to say, what's that wonderful smell? Oh, it's my deodorant. Oh, okay. Have a nice day, babe. And that's what I'm not wearing today.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today?
Here's what the internet is good for. Porn. 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 Really weird porn. Porn. Funny cat videos. Porn. And the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting. You know, when you need a little break from all those funny cat videos. Those things can really do a number on your wrist.
I think I get it. I think I understand that one. Welcome back to the program. Here's a mystery of life. What sets apart us from the animals and the apes? Actually, nothing. There is nothing that separates us from the animals and the apes at all, other than the fact that we wear clothes. Have you noticed that animals tend not to wear clothes very much? And I don't believe it's because people can't make clothes for animals. It's because I don't think animals really go shopping all that much. You never go to a store and see a raccoon in the ladies' dress section. It just doesn't happen. There is no well-dressed raccoon. So I think that's why, but I'm not sure. The jury is out. They're out on two things. They're out on why raccoons don't dress better and my deal thing about the Ron Jeremy comment. Someone said that I look similar to Ron Jeremy, and I wasn't really sure where that was going to go to. Does that mean I'm sexy because Ron Jeremy is a sex pervert? Or is it that the jury is out on that one? Jury's got a lot to do today. We'll see if they get back before the end of the show. What sets people apart is toilet paper. Seriously, Ron? Yes, let me explain before you go crazy about this. My God, stop it. When you put toilet paper onto the toilet paper roller, do you put it on where the toilet paper goes over the roll? Or does it hang under the roll? And there's actually an answer as to where your head is at. And the reason that I bring this up, I have guests right now in my home. And they're only paying $500 a night, so it's not unreasonable. But I do have guests in my home, and they're using one of my bathrooms. And I always have the toilet paper hanging over the roll. It's the way I was brought up. It's the way God intended toilet paper to hang. But the jury is out on that. That's three things the jury has to decide on. So I go into my bathroom this morning, and I find that the toilet paper has been reversed. One of the guests actually took the toilet paper off the roller and hung it so it comes from underneath. It's a statement because that's not the way the roll was before. In other words, one of them took the time to say, I can't live like this. If I have to take a shit and deal with toilet paper coming from over the roll, I will go fucking nuts and kill somebody. So they took their time to take the toilet paper off of the roll, off of the holder, and to put it on the other way. And I thought, this is a bold move since it's not your fucking house. And I mean that in a kind, wonderful sense. I'm just using dirty words in order to wake you up. I actually think that the change in the toilet paper hanging, it was kind of adorable. It's a social statement. So I Googled this because when I'm in question and in angst, I Google things. It's the way of our society is what happens. I'm not running downstairs to the bookcase looking up the encyclopedia. I'm Googling. And here's what the Google says, that 80% of us human beings in America hang their toilet paper over the top. 20% of us, and if you're good at math, this would make 100%. 20% of you have it hanging from underneath. So obviously, as far as the popularity is concerned, over the top toilet paper hanging is definitely the preferred way. Those of you that do it underneath are not normal in the society poll aspect of life. There are advantages to having it over and advantages to have it under. The advantage to have it over is that you have a cleaner tear on the toilet paper sheet. Pretty much that's about it. It's a cleaner look. It's more efficient. Having it under has its benefits as well. If your child decides to cause great havoc in your bathroom, your little 2 or 3 year old, and they start playing with the toilet paper roll, it will unravel a hell of a lot easier when it's hung over than if it's, no, that's not true. If it's hung underneath, it will ravel. That's a disadvantage. Also, if there's an earthquake or something like that, which happens in many bathrooms, the toilet paper roll will unravel more if the toilet paper is hung underneath. There aren't many advantages, come to think of it, of putting your toilet paper underneath. So I thought I would bring that up today because it's a social comment, and I find it fascinating in that sense. That
you're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too, but sometimes he says bad words.
Dennis Hoff with the Bunny Ranch, the Bunny Moonlight Ranch, that was the original one, will be joining us momentarily. Fascinating man. Yields a lot of power in that particular world. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about prostitution? My goodness, you know what? We legalize everything in this country, and we do it because if you want something, capitalism provides it. If you want to drink alcohol, we have people that will make alcohol for you. If you decide to smoke, which many people also consider a vice, certainly, it says on the package now, used to say on the side of a cigarette package, smoking cigarettes will cause problems with pregnancy or lung cancer. Now it simply says on the side of the cigarette pack, you fucking idiot, put this down now. Why don't you just shoot yourself in the balls? That's what it says. It actually says that on the side of the cigarette pack. The Surgeon General. I don't know how many years you have to spend in the military to become the Surgeon General. I know a guy who works in a hospital who's a surgeon. And he does operations and replaces kidneys and stuff. And I guess someday, if he works really hard, he can become the Surgeon General and talk about cigarettes. I don't get this. I mean, when the Surgeon General walks into a room, do you salute him and say thank you for your service? I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Thank you for your cervix. Anyway, if it was a woman, thank you for your cervix. Anyway, that's stupid. The jury is out on that one, too. Anyway, we provide everything in capitalism for the consumer. You want to gamble? You want to gamble your money away? Do you think that you can make money by gambling, giving money to the house, and then you think that you're going to win all the time and be rich? We will provide that for you in these luxurious buildings with hotels, shows, all the beautiful restaurants and bars, so that you can gamble all your money away and give it to our capitalistic society. So we provide that for you in a grand, luxurious manner. So one might say, okay, if we can do all that, if you want to have sex, we can provide that for you. And in that sense, I see absolutely nothing wrong with it. This country kind of goes off of morality, and morality is really in the toilet. Unless somebody does something like really horrific, morality is pretty much just behind closed doors in the toilet. Religion is what kind of drives our entire world. It's religion. If your God thinks it's bad, that's the way you shape your life, and that's where you stop. But God never said in the Bible or in any of his other books, which are on the New York Times bestseller list, God never said in any of his books, thou shalt not gamble. Or because if they did, there would be no religious people going to casinos. God did not say, thou shalt not smoke, thou shalt not drink. It didn't say that. As a matter of fact, Jesus turned wine into water, as I understand it. I wasn't there. It's just like, I'm sure it's a story that's been passed on, but if it's true, that's a pretty cool trick. Although I've seen that in magic shows, where they take a container of water and they pour it into a cup and it turns into wine immediately. So, I mean, maybe Jesus was a great magician, or maybe the story's true. I really don't know because it wasn't there, so I really can't say. But turned it into wine. So this is like, as far as I'm concerned, this is like an invitation to alcoholism in its success, in its excess, ladies and gentlemen. So what I'm saying is, what the hell's wrong with prostitution? If the people who are giving the sex out are tested, are certified like a heifer as to being safe, and someone chooses to have sex for money, we do everything in our society for money. We give you everything you want. You have the money, you can get it. That's what capitalism is. It's the United Companies of America. So what's wrong with that? If you can regulate prostitution in the sense that the girls or the guys are totally safe, what's the problem? It's a service being rendered for someone that wants that particular service. What's wrong with it? The only thing that would be wrong with it is someone would say, God did not authorize this. God did not authorize this. It's like the gay marriage thing. God does not authorize this, so it shall not be. If you're going to cop that attitude, then I guess, you know, I don't know. Anyway, shall we talk to Dennis Hoff? Should we do that? Yeah, Ron, do it. Do it, baby. All right, let's do that. Dennis has been on the show a number of times. I believe this is his third visit, and it's... he's always fun. He's a very innovative, smart individual. All right, let's see if we can raise him here. Dennis Hoff joins us again. He's been with us quite a few times, and there's always interesting things going on with the Bunny Ranch Enterprises all throughout Nevada. Welcome to the program, Dennis.
Well, I'm glad to be back. It's a great day in Nevada.
Always great to have you on the program. So much is happening with you all the time. I understand that you are able to marry people. You're a justice of the peace yourself?
Well, I'm not a justice of the peace, but I am a minister.
Oh, okay.
And I used that minister to be able to get my license in Nevada to marry people, and then even more specifically in Lyon County, where the Bunny Ranch, the Kit Kat Ranch, the Sagebrush Ranch, and the Love Ranch are. And I marry people all the time, and so what I did is I happened to be in San Francisco for Pride Week.
Yep.
And, of course, that was like a day or two before the Supreme Court made their decision that I was there. And so I just saw all the fun and all the talk about it in every restaurant and about the same-sex marriage thing, which, of course, I just don't care one way or the other. I don't have any preference.
Right.
And but I just saw the excitement, how what a big deal this could be if it happened. And so when it happened, I was in San Francisco. I said, you know what? I'm going to do something nice. I want to I'm going to do some weddings and for same-sex marriage. In fact, I'll have them come here for their bachelor or bachelorette party.
There you go.
We'll marry them the next day. They can have their honeymoon here. All one-stop shopping, and it's free because I'm paying for everything. And I'll do that through Labor Day.
What do you mean you're paying for? What are you talking about?
I'm paying for the whole experience. I'll pay for the license fees.
Oh, my God.
There's no minister fees, nothing.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
How generous of you!
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought, you know, that's just kind of my way of showing support,
of giving back,
for the cause.
Really nice. On a normal basis, do you have a lot of gay hookups at the bunny ranches?
Yes, primarily girls, but we do get guys probably 3 or 4 a week that just aren't sure about their sexuality and want to try out something without having to have an emotional involvement in their life, and so they're able to come here and just purely sexual and see if they like it. And I hear some guys laughing at the bars. Nope, I'm sticking with guys. But I hear other guys, you know, this isn't so bad. I'm kind of starting to see what you guys see in girls. You know, we're here, we're having fun, and just having a good time. And
wonderful.
And this has been a fun thing with these marriages. I got 3 scheduled in the next week, in fact.
Beautiful. As a matter of fact, toward the end of our interview, we'll tell everybody how they can get in touch with the organization to set this up, to take great advantage of this opportunity. There's so many.
The easiest way is just Dennis at bunnyranch.com.
Well,
Dennis, it's such a simple email address.
It's simple there. There's so much going on with you. Then I've heard that they want to put a female on paper currency, and you're saying, hey, I got an idea.
Well, absolutely. You know, first of all, what is it? Is it Alexander Hamilton? I'm trying to think, who's on the $10 bill.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, what moron woke up or came in high and said, you know, I'm thinking we take one of the founding fathers of our country and the first Treasury Secretary off the bill.
Yeah.
And let's put a chick on there.
Yeah.
What a dumb move this is. I don't have any problem with a woman being on a bill. In fact, I think it's important that we do that.
Yeah.
But why don't we just come up with a new bill?
Yeah.
And as an example, in Nevada, the parking lot attendants and the cocktail waitresses have been getting $1 for 40 years.
Uh-huh.
It's time they get a raise. So why don't they come out with a new $2 bill?
True.
Because they don't circulate those now.
Right.
Or a $3 bill and put a woman on it.
Yeah.
And that must do something productive rather than acting like this guy just didn't do anything. He's one of the founders of our country.
Yeah, I gotcha. So you're going after that, and you're saying, hey, you know, why does it have to be some weird-looking person? Let's put an attractive person on the bill. Why not?
Yeah, let's put Air Force Amy. Air Force Amy, she gave to her country.
Yeah.
She's a decorated military veteran.
Yeah.
Now she's servicing the rest of the country.
Yes,
she is. Let's put her on the bill. And she's the most famous prostitute in the world today. And let's show respect to that. Everybody likes sex. Let's just show some respect and put the wonderful Air Force Amy on there.
Okay. Now, and another intriguing thing is in the state of Nevada, there is a vacancy in state government, I understand.
Absolutely. Harry Reid, finally, is going away and moving out of the Ritz-Carlton, I guess, and coming back to Nevada. So that spot is open, and I'm talking about having an exploratory committee looking into me running for that Senate seat. And I've gotten good response, good public response to
sure.
it. Sure. Yeah, and so I'm thinking that over, whether I want to do that or not. It's finally, look at you got more whores in Washington than I got at the Bunny Ranch.
Well, you got half of them. You got half of them going to the Bunny Ranch anyway.
Yeah, well, a whole lot of them do, trust me. And so it's time that we get a businessman in. And I'm not really a Donald Trump fan. I just think he's an arrogant ass.
Yes.
But that being said, some of his stuff makes sense. Yeah. With this border, tighten this border up. Mm-hmm. Stop. It's like a sieve. You know, Ronald Reagan said 30 years ago, let's just have a plan to work for documentation of these illegals,
right.
And then we'll tighten up the border.
Yeah.
That's 30 years ago,
yeah.
And the problem is worse. So maybe it's time for a businessman to get in the office, a guy that's not worried about a lifelong job as a career politician.
Yeah.
That's worried about getting things done and running the business, and that's me.
Well, yeah, I mean, Trump is trying to be the businessman to fill those shoes, but unfortunately he has a very difficult way of relating to common people, whereas you, that's totally different. I think Trump's a little beyond understanding and relaying thoughts properly. You seem to do a great job at it, so there's your difference.
Well, people like me. My best friend is Ron Jeremy, and the reason that people like Ron and I
yeah.
is because we're just real. We're just down-to-earth guys,
yeah.
and we make a little bit of money, and we get a lot of sex,
mm-hmm.
and besides that, we're just like everybody else.
Money and sex. Who knew? Hey, so would you have to step aside from your business as far as your involvement is concerned if you were indeed elected?
I'm not going to do that. I mean, that would
yeah.
be the deal breaker. I don't know why I can't run my business. I mean, these
yeah.
these Nevada guys, I mean, these politicians all have things going on.
Yeah.
What I'm not going to do is I'm not going to let anybody own me.
Right.
I'm not going to have somebody calling me and telling me what to do.
Well, that
just
I
because
know.
He gave me 10,000 or 5,000 or a million or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of guy. So
yeah.
They don't want, if they give me money. They'll gain access, but they're not going to have control by any means.
Yeah, good. Well, that's the kind of person that we want in all kinds of government is people
absolutely.
Who want the control.
Isn't that the way it should be? Hell yeah.
That's the way it was supposed to be, yeah.
Hell yeah. And so I'm damn sure thinking about this. And
yeah.
But I got lots of things to do. I got to marry some people.
You're a busy man.
I got to get my girl Air Force Amy on the bill. And
oh,
that's
man.
Important. I got lots of goals.
It's a lot to do. And you just opened up another location recently, fairly recently.
Well, the Kit Kat Ranch, it's just been open since 1964.
Mm-hmm.
The Bunny Ranch opened in 1955. It's
our
60th anniversary.
Right.
And we closed it down and did a $1 million remodel on it. Now we're getting ready to open it back up. We're just getting the furniture ordered and things like that, and bringing in the beer and loading it up with condoms and lube.
So it's a brand new place, really.
Oh, yes, brand new place, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And the new Kit Kat Ranch, and it's going to be beautiful and be fun. They got to get you out here sometime and join Northern Nevada. Go on the Northern Nevada Wild West tour.
A Wild West tour it would be. Yeah, I'm certainly lured by your conversation there to check that out. I did watch last night on HBO. I don't know if you know, they were running one of the Cat House episodes. I think it was from 2008 or 2009, I believe it was. And boy, I said to myself, I want to be there. That looks damn fun. That's pretty cool looking.
It's just a lot of people having a lot of fun. And the beauty of the Bunny Ranch is that when you're here, you can be who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do what you want to do, and it doesn't matter what that is.
Right.
Nobody's going to judge you. If you're the 40-year-old virgin, just come on in and have a good time. Everything will work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a guy that wants to wear diapers and have flour rubbed all over your body and
mm-hmm.
wear a space helmet, that's fine too. Whatever you want to do.
Well, the space helmet, I don't know. The rest of the stuff, maybe. Not a bad idea. So the location where we can go to look at the website to get a flavor of everything is what again, Dennis?
Well, start at BunnyRanch.com. Okay. BunnyRanch.com has got it all. It's got all the book information. My book's doing real well. And The Art of the Pimp, Judith Regan published that book. Mm-hmm. And so that's doing real well. And it's got banners on there that will get you off to all the different locations, all the Love Ranch, Sagebrush Ranch, Love Ranch Vegas, Love Ranch North, Alien Cat House, and my strip club. It's got all the news in there, everything we're doing. It's a great website, and it's the finest online shopping in the world. We make Amazon's Prime Day look like nothing when I got 500 girls on there.
Yeah, that Amazon doesn't have any girls, I don't believe.
No.
Not that I know of, certainly. it's fascinating. And what everybody should know, and what we've talked about so many times, it is also confidential, because I know that's on a lot of people's minds, in the back of their minds. Oh, I can't be seen or discuss doing, but it's totally respectable in that sense, and one's privacy is like ultimately respected there.
Well, yeah, it's legal. We have back doors and blacked out limos. If somebody wants to be very discreet, mm-hmm. then nobody's going to talk about your business. Nobody's going to take your picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of fun, a lot of hips, lips, and fingertips, or just a beer and some conversation, whatever you're into.
Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful life of Dennis Hoff.
Thank you very much, and I'll look forward to talking to you soon. Maybe we'll get some of the girls on.
Sounds great. We'll talk to you soon,
right,
Dennis.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. And we'll do that. We'll get some of the girls on next time around. You make the offer, Ron goes for it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today. You've been wonderful through this whole process. You really have. Please take the survey that'll be mailed to you at the end of this program. It has many questions that it helps the direction of the program if you answer the survey questions the way that I want you to. So there's 10 questions, and to the right of the questions are the way that I would like you to answer them. So simply take what I have written on the right, put it in your own words, only using most of my words, send it to me exactly the way that I want you to respond, and I'll appreciate that. Thank you so much. It makes a great difference. When it comes down to it, when I go to the pearly gates and I pass away someday, the person at the pearly gates, assuming they have pearly gates, I think the gates are not as pearly as they used to be, but whatever. Actually, one of my greatest fears is that if you die and you go to heaven and you're reconnected with all the people that you were with when you were living, is that heaven or is that actually hell? It depends, I suppose. It depends. To me, that would be hell. Hey, Joe, hey, spent my whole life with you. You're a pain in the ass. Now I've got to spend eternity with you? Oh, my God.
Unbelievably painful.
Whatever.